USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Happening right now, forecasters say there's a newly formed hurricane brewing. The name of this one, Willa, and it could hit the coast of Mexico midweek. Not one ticket hits the Powerball, so the jackpot Wednesday night climbs to $620 million. No one won the Mega Millions Friday night, so Tuesday night the jackpot at $1.6 billion.
Very soon, we keep going like we're going, sooner than we thought, it's going to be Keep America Great. That'll be for the second 4 years.
President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
In Texas, people dealing with flooding, and in Florida, the cleanup continues in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the latest on both areas.
Governor Greg Abbott says he expanded a state disaster declaration from 18 to 54 counties.
This weekend, rain will be focused over South Texas, and then early to mid next week, another more organized round of rain is expected to move through the state with heavy rain potential as well as a few strong storms.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 35, and most of those deaths are in Florida. The worst of the storm hit in Panama City, and the two major hospitals there are still not admitting patients. Only ER services are available at either facility. Deputies in Bay County have arrested at least 10 people suspected of looting in the area. In Callaway, Erin Guthrie had her baby's things taken, and Victoria Smith said someone took her purse from her hands while she was sleeping.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Where there is a clear sky this weekend, many Americans will be able to witness a meteor shower. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors. And of course, as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show. The peak of the meteor shower will be Sunday night into early Monday morning across the United States.
The tiniest planet in the solar system about to get a visit from Earth. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
The unmanned spacecraft BepiColombo, a joint venture between the European and Japanese space agencies, has a 4.8 million mile journey to Mercury ahead of it. It'll take 7 years to reach the planet closest to the sun. Flight director Andrei Agamazo.
In the first hours, the spacecraft has to become autonomous. It means that it has to deploy its solar panels, get energy from the sun, and leave on its own without the batteries. Then we take over control and we slowly configure it for the very long cruise phase that we need to reach Mercury.
The spacecraft is to arrive at Mercury in December of 2025. It'll place two probes in orbit around the smallest planet.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. Lots and lots of lottery money up for grabs. No one hits the Powerball Saturday night, so the jackpot grows to $620 million Wednesday night. Tuesday night, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion. For USA Radio.